As I was saying, you might experience this since your children were out later than usual. When you were a little nervous about it, you might say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling just a little bit
uneasy.
And then suppose something happened that made you have a stronger feeling. And, well, maybe you're afraid of something. You don't want to go upstairs in the dark with your child. You might say, I don't want to go up there by myself. I'm
afraid.
Now, you're talking about someone who used to have that problem, maybe as a child. You say she isn't afraid now, but she
used to be afraid.
Used to be a coward, that's what I am.
Somebody who habitually leaves cash money lying around the house, leaves the door unlocked, and says she's pretty
careless.
You might hear someone say sometime about a relative. There's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts a little peculiar. I think she's just a little bit
off.
The other words you'd use there, off, and the others.
Mentally off.
Would you use the word queer in that context?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Is that word change meaning recently in this area?
Yeah. I don't know. You might say just a little bit odd. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we use it that way.
Yeah. What's the new meaning?
Well, now they put a big. There's a lot of cult pieces, but. Homosexual, now, you know, it's out in the open too much, and if they speak of a homosexual, they'll call them queer a lot of times, you know. So, as a rule, if you speak of a queer, you got to be careful who you're talking in front of.
So you might not use this word to mean kind of peculiar, as you might have in earlier times.
Yeah.
Because of these changes occurring. Mm-hmm. Talking to someone and is very set in their ways and doesn't want to change. You say, come on, don't be so
stubborn.
Somebody you can't joke with without them losing their temper immediately. You say, oh my, they're so
high-tempered.
Or they just seem to be oversensitive to everything. You say, they're really very
sensitive.
Just can't say anything to them. Maybe I've been talking to someone who lost his temper and you didn't realize he was getting mad. You might say, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
angry.
If somebody's about to lose their temper and you catch it in time, you might say, okay, come on, just keep
your cool, or keep quiet, or don't get angry.
You've been working very hard, just extremely hard all day. It's late at night. You say you are very, very
tired.
In fact, you're so tired you're just
exhausted.
Strong joking terms that men especially might use it stronger than I'm exhausted. I'm just.
I've heard the expression, I'm just pooped.
Would you use the expression to be worn out?
Mm-hmm.
And would it be the same thing?
Yeah.
You can see, maybe say, oh, I'm so tired, I'm just completely.
Worn out.
Somebody's sick now, but will be well again soon, or before too long. You say, well, she'll be up again by
in a few days.
If you're not quite sure how long it'll be, you might just say
shortly.
Somebody sat in a draft and began to cough. You'd be pretty sure they had
caught cold.
And if they did this and affected their voice, you'd say they'd gotten very
hoarse.